Reuven Levi. We're learning together in Hashem's kindness. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace, the guide to a happy and fulfilling marriage for both parties, hopefully. And it's all in the hands of the man, which is a blessing and a curse. It's all in your hands. It's all in my hands. It's all in our hands. Whatever happens in the marriage, I have no one to blame. Everything is in my hands to fix or the opposite. We're learning from the Hebrew version, Gan HaShalom, page 156. Tzrichim ledat, we should know. Shatfila hi tanai hechrechi lachayim shel shalom bayit. We should know that prayer is the most important condition for shalom bayit. Ki b'lo tefila zepeshut bilti efshari shiyeh la'adam shalom bayit. Because without prayer, it is simply impossible that there will be to a man shalom bayit. It's not a question of whether or not you're going to be lucky. It's a question of impossible to have shalom bayit without prayer. So you are now going to say, but wait a minute, there are people in the world who don't pray. Are you trying to tell me that absolutely no one in the world has shalom bayit if they don't pray? I've seen some very successful marriages, and I'm for sure the guy is not doing any prayer. So, what's the answer? The answer is, no, you haven't. You have not seen any successful marriage without prayer. Even something that looks like it's a successful marriage, that looks like this shalom bayit, it's not shalom bayit. Shalom bayit has a special definition. It doesn't simply mean that the couple are not at each other's throats. Shalom bayit means that the Shekhinah is dwelling in the house. The name, the word shalom is one of Hashem's names. Shalom bayit means God is in the house. Shalom babayit. It doesn't mean just the word peace, right? As if we have peace now with our enemies. You're right. You can have shalom bayit like we have peace now with our enemies. We don't have peace now. It looks like there's peace because no one's killing each other very much. But actually, the hostility is under the surface and it's ready to break out at any moment. There's not real peace. Real peace means there is no chance of any hostilities because both sides love each other. And just because they're not killing each other does not mean they're loving each other. And that only can happen when a man prays. If he doesn't pray, there's no shalom bayit, no matter what it looks like. Plus, when we see other people, we don't see what's really going on. We don't see what's going on when we're not there. It's easy to put a show on when there's guests over, but what's really going on when there's no one else around, that's the main thing. Belotto el lo shum eitza o tachula, and it won't help him any advice or trick. Right? Nothing is going to help. If you're not praying, it doesn't matter how much money you've got, how many flowers you're going to buy, how many dresses, how many trips to the shopping mall, how many trips to the best restaurant in the world. It's not going to help. Only pray. Gamim yomad et kol asfarim sheyesh b'olam b'noseh shalom bayit. Even if the husband is very careful and learns every single book in the entire world that was ever written on shalom bayit, and he fulfills all of the best advice that there is in these other books. Be nice to your wife, buy her flowers, I don't know, whatever it says. And he tries to be a husband with good midot attributes, to complete himself. And to act like the best husband in the world. With no tefillah, he's not going to have shalom bayit. It's not going to be bad. and it's going to be better than most people, but it's not going to be Shalom Bayit. That's not what Shalom Bayit is. Shalom Bayit is a special situation that is a gift from Hashem, and that person only gets through prayer, not through anything that he's trying to do himself. Zemikam Asibot. This is, he now explains. Let's see how many reasons he gives over here. Four. Interesting. Four different reasons. So, right at this point, Rav Arush knows that he still hasn't convinced us yet. He's told us that you can't have Shalom Bayit without prayer. But the reader of the book might be thinking, well, I hear that, but you know what? I think I can still have Shalom Bayit anyway. And Rav Arush is now going to explain in detail four different reasons why the person can't have Shalom Bayit without prayer. Harishon now, the first reason. Shalom Bayit Shumayel Ateva. Shalom Bayit is above nature. Kamosha Mor Chazal, like our sages taught us. Kasher Zibug Shel Adam Kekriyat Yamsuf. Right? It's as difficult to split the Red Sea as it is to make a zivug, a couple. Trauma, that means to say, k'moshe likro et hayam l'gazorin v'lafoch oto liyavasha. Just like splitting the sea into paths and turning it into dry land, zeu nes me'al hateva was a miracle above nature. Kach zivug shel adam hu nes me'al hateva. So too is the spouse, the couple, the relationship, bringing them together. There's not really a word in English for zivug. The coupling, if you like, of a man, right, with a wife. It's also beyond nature. The zevi, and this is because the zevi shum shebnei hazvug hem shnei hamachim. Because the two halves of the marriage, the man and the woman, are two complete opposites. And in order to bring together two opposites, in a true connection, in a connection that is true and that is lasting and that is stable, for that you need an S, you need a miracle. You can't bring together two opposites in true connection that's going to be stable and last without a nes. She knew he had teva. You need to change nature to do that. And in order to change nature, you need to pray. Like it says in Torah Zion, Likate Moran, ki tefila lema'ala teva, because prayer is above nature. Because nature obligates in a certain way, and prayer changes nature. The nature, it says one thing, and that's what's going to happen. Hashem runs the world by the natural, by the new laws of nature. A lion is going to eat you if you walk into its territory. That is nature. You cannot stop it. It will do it. That is the law of nature. But you want to change the law of nature, you're going to have to pray. If you pray, so then you can change the law of nature. But if you don't pray, the law of nature is just going to carry out. Nature is going to do its thing. And that's what's going to happen. Now, the same is true with a marriage. The law of nature is man and woman are two different opposites, completely different. They can't get on. They can possibly, maybe not fight, like the lion and the lamb, the wolf and the lamb, whatever, right? It's not nature that they're going to lie down together. We're two opposites. If you go by nature, you're going to eat each other alive, just like the lion. That's nature, that's what's going to happen. If you want to change that situation, you have to go above nature. And above nature requires prayer. Requires prayer, because only Hashem can decide to take you out of the laws of nature. Va'od. And furthermore, Bishusha Ava Shelbane Hazil Tiesh Lemat Midit, in order that the love between the couple will be complete and lasting. Belo Tidach Birmami. Sorry, Kol Echad Mehem Lit Palel Alashini. Therefore, each one needs to pray on the other. And this will be a help for them, will cause it, that their love will only become stronger and grow. Like it's brought in Sefer Midot, a person who prays on his friend, because of this his friend loves him. Right? If you pray on someone, they will love you. Even though you've done nothing for them, they just, when they meet you, they will have an instant liking for you. Why? Because their neshama knows that you're praying on them. Their neshama hears the prayers. So if you want them to like you, you should pray on it. So when you're going on a shidduch and you really like this girl and you want it to go somewhere, you should pray on her. Pray, pray, pray. And then she won't know why, but she'll like you very much. Because her neshama will be very attracted to you. Because the neshama knows what's going on. Neshama knows that you're praying on her and that you're giving her life. Same is true in a marriage. If you pray on your wife, then she'll be very pleased with you. She won't know why, but she'll feel it inside. Lachen abal yipalel al ishto. Therefore, a husband should pray on his wife. Va'yidei ze ishto to hevoto, and through that, his wife will come to love him. Lachen ha isha titpalel al bala, and so too a wife should pray on the husband. Va'yidei ze bala yohevoto, and this, that way, the husband will also love his wife. That was the reason number one for praying. Number two. The Yetzahara will do everything to destroy Shalom Bayit. Like it says in the book Sichot Aran, the conversations of Rav Nachman. What does it say over there? He brings in now the past, the quote. Me'inyan b'nei hanorim. Shachiyach ma'od. Shenaasek u'kul b'neihem u'b'nei nashotehem. V'nishpadim zem yizeh ez hazman. The matter of the thing that of youth, what happens to youth, that we find many times that they mess up, they damage the relationship between them and their wives, right? Young people, because they don't know what they're doing. But if and they split up between them, what happens is that people, when they're young, they get into fights with their wives and they split up, they separate for a short time. And sometimes they separate completely. That's for sure. Amar, Rabbi Nachman said, Shezem Aser Baal Dabar. Rabbi Nachman explained that this is the Yetzirah. Shemaneach et atzmo al zeh mo'od, that tries very much to wreck the shalom bayit of the youth, the young people. Kedei sheyitasfu b'metzudato chas v'shalom al yidei d'leh. Ki hu orev al zeh mo'od. He works very hard. The tafsan benorehem, to grab them in their youth, ayidei kilkul shalom bayit, through shalom bayit, through wrecking up their shalom bayit, shegaroim ba'armu miyoto, the kalkel shalom benehem, that he causes through his trickery to wreck their shalom bayit. He's explaining why how it is that young people go off the path. Because of the lack of shalom bayit, the Yetzirah wrecks their shalom bayit, and then they're lost. Because what once a person realizes that his marriage is having problems, then it's easy for him to go very off the derech. Right? Because that's the home, that's the place where he should be with his wife. And if that's not going right, then a person can bring himself to all types of chasing after himself, accusing himself, blaming himself, and feeling very bad about himself. And he can lose himself as a result of that. All because of a lack of shalom bayit. And it had nothing to do with him. It was a Yetzer Hara trying to destroy him. And knowing that the easiest way to destroy a man is to ruin his shalom bayit. And then he's gone. He's lost. Who knows where he's going to end up. So, it's a big, we should know that when we're struggling with shalom bayit, it's really Yetzer Hara. It's not me, it's not my wife. It's a Yetzer Hara that Hashem wants me to work on. Not to fall to it, that's for sure. Uvan mikan, we can see, understand from here, that Yetzer Hara mashkia et kol kochotov. Yetzer Hara will invest all of his power, the kalkelet shalom bayit, to ruin your shalom bayit. Me'acha v'anu yodim shechazal amru. And since we know that Chazal said, Il malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, eno yachol. If it wasn't for the fact that Hashem helped him, he could not overcome his Yetzer Hara. Right? It says that in the Gemara. That the Yetzer Hara is stronger than a man. We cannot overcome our Yetzer Hara without Hashem's help. Klomar, she'yef shalik kaber al Yetzer Hara bli ezvato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara without Hashem's help. Imken, if that's so, bishvil litgaber al Yetzer Hara, in order to overcome your Yetzer Hara, Shekamo, like we said, it's gaber biyoter dafka al shalom bayit, which strengthens itself specifically in the area of shalom bayit. Sarich adam litchanen haber. Therefore, a man needs to beg a lot. Ulevakesh mashem and ask mashem sheyazor lo, that he helps him litgaber al yetzer hara, to overcome the yetzer hara. Shiratzel kalkelet shalom bayit, that's going to destroy shalom bayit. So here we have another reason why a person needs to pray. Because the Yetzer Hara is going to do all in its power to wreck our shalom bayit. And the only way to beat the Yetzer Hara is only to pray. There's no other way of beating the Yetzer Hara. It's too strong for us. But without prayer, the Yetzer Hara is going to walk all over us and destroy our shalom bayit. So that's another reason why a person cannot have shalom bayit without prayer. Because there's no other way to fight the Yetzer Hara. Sibah shlishit, third reason. Kol kiyom ha-Torah, all fulfillment of the Torah, ubeklal, and generally, ze kiyom kol ha-itzot, the shalom bayit, and generally all the fulfillment of the advice on shalom bayit, teluyim b'tevila, depends on tefillah, on prayer. Moshe Katov, like it says, v'yadata ha-yom v'ashevota elevavet, that you should know today, and you should place it into your heart. Mikan lamdu chachman. From here, our wise people learned. Shegam she'adam lomed Torah. That even when a man learns Torah, kol zman shelach nis et hasechel shelamed l'toch halev. The whole time that he does not put the wisdom which he learned into his heart, ulo asek lo, he didn't do anything. Right? If a person learns and it doesn't enter into his heart, he didn't do anything. Ki almanat lekayem et mashlamad, because in order to fulfill what he learned, lo mafsik, lo maspik, sheyida et hadavar b'sechel. It's not enough that a person knows it in his head, in his mind. Ela hu mukhrach lachniso al toch halev. Rather, he's forced to bring it into his heart. Madua, why? Ki hamidot hembalev, because our midot, our traits, our character is in the heart. Ubnei adam mitnahagim ach barach kafi adat shavi liban, and people act only according to what is in their heart. V'lo kafi adat sheva mocham, and not according to what's in their head. Ulahachnis et adat al alev hu beikar ayidei tefila. And to bring something from the head into the heart, the main thing is through tefillah. Right. So it's not enough just to know it. I can read this book hundreds of times and I can have all the information at my fingertips. And if anyone asks me a question on Shalom Bayit, I can tell you all the answers. But it's only in my head. Unless it's in my heart, I'm not going to do it. I know the rules of Shalom Bayit. I know the fact that I'm not allowed to criticize my wife at all. I know it, I read it, I understand it, I agree with it, it makes sense to me. It's logical, it makes sense, for sure, you shouldn't criticize anyone. It makes sense, it's obvious. But putting it into practice, can't do it. Why not? Because it's only up here, it's not in here. It's not in here, it's not in my heart. I only actually do what's in my heart. So when it comes to a situation where I'm under stress and I'm under pressure and my wife's really annoying me and I have to tell her that this is, that she's not acting right. It's not right what you're doing, for whatever it is. And I'm really upset and frustrated, and then the Yetzer Hara is jumping up and down and making me angry, whatever it is. So what's going to come out my mouth? Well, this is my heart. And my heart yet hasn't caught up with my brain. So my brain knows I shouldn't criticize, but my heart yet doesn't yet, it's not yet there. So it's not yet in my heart. So I'm going to come out and say something stupid. And the only way to bring it into my heart is through prayer. Because prayer is avodat halev. Right? Which is tefillah. Avodat tefillah. The work of the heart is prayer. To bring something into the heart. And for that we need to pray. Haber tefillot. A lot of prayer. Ki lev se tefillah. Because the heart is prayer. V'chol mas shekashor lalev. And everything that is connected to the heart. Shayach la tefillah. It's applicable to prayer. Moshe amru chazal. Like Chazal said, Ezohi avodat shebalev, what is the work of the heart? Zutafila, that is prayer. Lachen afilu she'adam yodea, lamed kol haschalim shel Shalom Bayit. Therefore, even if the person knows and has learned all of the wisdom of Shalom Bayit, usarich lachnis et zeh lalev, ayitei tefila, he needs to bring it into his heart through prayer. Bifrat ve'etzot shel Shalom Bayit, and particularly the advice on Shalom Bayit, which is difficult for a man to fulfill for many reasons. And in particular for the reason that we brought in the earlier chapter, in the earlier paragraph, because the Yetzer Hara overpowers him specifically in this area, the Kalkala Shalom Bayit. So just like in all areas of Torah, if a person wants to fulfill them, he needs to move the advice from his head to his heart. No more so than in Shalom Bayit, and even more so in Shalom Bayit, because in Shalom Bayit you've got the additional problem of a Yetzer Hara. If I'm learning the laws of washing my hands in the morning, and I know that I need to wash my hands this way, or right, and I had it up here, so it's not so hard to bring it into my heart. I can pray that Hashem help me fulfill this mitzvah. Go free, and I brought it into my heart. But when I've got a big Yetzer Hara, so it's going to be much harder. So I really need to pray. And you should know, look at this, just what I said. Right? You should know that the Yetzer Hara is particularly strong in the matter of criticizing. Right? That he tricks the husband into criticizing his wife. Why? Because this is the tried and tested recipe for wrecking your Shalom Bayit. Al zeh befrat, and therefore particularly on this, a husband needs to increase his prayers. Shalom la'il ishto shum hera, that he should never criticize his wife, any criticism at all. Ki afilu yishma adam al feisichot, because even if a husband hears 1,000 conversations, 1,000 pieces of advice on this matter, that he should never criticize his wife at all, even if he hears it a thousand times. And we in this class have mentioned it not a thousand times, but a good many occasions.
3,000.
Maybe a couple of hundred. Im hu lo yikaber zoz man litlobodbudut al zebachoyom. If he doesn't fix time to do hitbodbudut on it every day, it's not going to help him just to hear the advice. But hu bevadai kashel, for sure he's going to fall, he's going to mess up in it. Bekach yipalel, and this is what he should pray. Ribono shel olam, ta'azor li shelo la'ishti, help me that I don't criticize my wife. Ten li etach achlata, give me the decision. Sheyoter ani lo a'ir l'ishti afan, that I will decide that I will not ever again criticize my wife even once. Right? We need to pray on that a lot. And a man shouldn't be mistaken in understanding these words. And think that learning is irrelevant. That's for shalom. Keep a vadai to yichim no bob, because for sure you need to learn heitev heitev very well et haTorah, the Torah. Sharei katov biyadata yom veshevatar levecha. It is written biyadata, you should know today and place it to your heart. Vadai to yichim et ha biyadata. Therefore, for sure you need the bit which says biyadata, you should know. Hainu halimud, which means learning. Lifnei, before you get to Vashegota Alavamecha, before you get to the bit which says, and put it into your heart. Hainu Atafila, which is the prayer. Ki beli adam yomar, she adam yomar, because if a person doesn't learn, lo yadea amal lipalali, doesn't know what to pray on. So it's not enough to just pray that everything should be good, everything should be fine, and not worry about learning. No! You have to learn in order to know what to pray on. But after a person has learned a shiur, learned a lesson, right? Been to a shiur. And he understands from that shiur that it's forbidden to criticize his wife, that he needs to honor her, etc. That means he already knows the wisdom of that thing. Adayin zelonim sabalev, it still is not yet reached his heart. Adayin hu lo chay et davar, and he's still not living that thing. Lachen tzarich tefila, therefore he needs to pray. Ki bishvil lachnis et ze el alev, because in order to bring this into his heart, hu mamash lechiyot et ze, and really to live it, tzarichin tefila, he needs prayer. But odd. Also, we should know that everything that a man learns, even if he wakes up from the learning, and he wants to fulfill that which he learned, still the thing is only in potential. And if he doesn't pray on it, he's not going to succeed to fulfill it. Because in order to bring our desire from potential into actual, we need to bring out our desire through our mouth, to increase in prayer and requests. Therefore, only when a person wants something, and he also prays on it, then he brings it from potential to actual, and he merits to fulfill it. For example, in learning this book, every chapter that you learn, yishuvdat. A person needs to make yishuvdat. He needs to be clear in his head. But surah burura et hasechel shelamad, and to summarize to himself in a clear fashion the wisdom that he's learned. Mahi derecha emet vakodome, what is the true path, etc. Vachakach, and after this, yipalel, he should pray, shetikanes hadat al halev, he should pray that this wisdom comes into his heart. Viyarbeh v'tachlonim, he should increase his supplications. Sheyizkeh l'kayem et kol ma shelamad, that he will merit to fulfill that which he's learned. Shehashem ya'azor lo, that Hashem will help him. V'hu yatzliach lifa'al, and he will succeed to actualize his learning. Right? It's not enough to just read and to just learn. A person needs to have a learning seder, an order of learning, which is both learning and prayer. If you want to fulfill what you learn, if you just want to learn stuff, then carry on. If you just want to learn and fill your head with information that you never use, wonderful, very nice. Go and read
Guinness Book of World Records.
Wonderful. Go and read the Guinness Book of World Records. Interesting information that I will never use in my life. And file it away in the box that says interesting information that I will never use in my life. Interesting information that the man is the sun and the woman is the moon. Very interesting. Psh, never do that before. Put that into the box and close that lid, and I never need to use that again. You're free. So I've got a choice. I can either file it away with all the other information that I learned in my life and never put into practice, or if I want to put it into practice, then I need step two, which is to pray on it. And that's what's going to bring it from actual, from potential into actual.
Question, in terms of doing that, bringing the learning into prayer, is that the... Do the learning and then go out and try to do that during his birth, or you could try to do prayer and connect to Hashem, you know, within the Seder, as you're saying, to try to do that. Any insights on how to do that with Shalom and Bible, where to check the timing, within let's say, somebody had even, let's say, an hour and a half. To get everything in for the family, to get everything in, and to ask for Shalom, where to look for the time for Shalom by? Is it to have part of the learning be on this, and then to add the prayer while he's doing as part of a learning seder, or a combination? So
I think that it's good for a person when he reads or learns something that is meaningful, that he prays on it there and then. Even if it's the shortest prayer, Hashem, please let me fulfill that. Anyway, and then I carry on. Right? Everything has value. When I say that in prayer, I'm bringing it, I'm already, that's in the bag, right? I've already brought a little bit into my heart. I don't know how much, I don't know what amount, but even a little bit. Because what's the problem? Because if I don't do that and I save it till the end of the day, or I save it till the end of the month, I'm going to forget all that wonderful stuff that I learned. I'm going to remember the headlines I shared, Or if something happens to me and channeled by it, and I criticize my wife, and I fall, and then I go to the field and I pray, Hashem, I shouldn't have criticized. Please help me not to criticize again. Hashem, please help me not to criticize. So it's good, but it's already a bit late, because I've already wrecked it. And what I'm praying on is also very limited, because I'm only praying on what I think I messed up, which is what I remember, which is that I criticized. But if I pray after having read the chapter on criticism, and I've got a whole chapter's worth of information to pray on, to hit Bodhead on, and to, right, it's all there in my head, and I can pray on it. I shouldn't want to hurt her, I should only want to respect her, and I realize that criticizing is her life and her air, and she's, and I've got all the ideas in my head to pray on. It's a much stronger prayer than, oh, I'm sorry I messed up, Hashem, please let me not do it again. Right? Which is also good. So I really have to try and use all the eights that I can, because I don't think I can fix my day that's always going to work. I never know where I'm going to be learning, who I'm with, where my chavruta, whether I can stop now and take a break and go do some davening, where I can't stop. I'm learning by myself, and I finish the chapter. So good. No, I'm not with anyone. I can just take some time. Okay, I'm going to give myself the next 5 minutes, the next 10 minutes, whatever I can, next 4 hours, and pray on what I just learned. Hashem, just learn this. Hashem, it's really important. Please help me, Hashem. It was really, I want to learn it. I want to fulfill it. Hashem, please help me. Right? And I can spend time if I can do that. So I have to find in my own day when I can do that. It would be nice. I'm telling you now, it's something that I don't do myself. It would be nice to do these things. And I think, you know, it's the most helpful. You know, we're learning that there's no, you know, beautiful thing, but there's no, you can't fulfill it without learning. You can't bring it to the heart. It's just in theory. It's nothing. Right? It's not the learning it's the main thing. It's the putting it into practice. Right? That's, you don't become a tzaddik because you know how to be a tzaddik. You become a tzaddik because you act like a tzaddik. What, knowing how to be a tzaddik? I read all the books of Rabbi Nachman and I now know how to be a tzaddik. I still act like an idiot, but I know how to be a tzaddik. It's useless, it's a waste of time. It's what I do that counts.
But sometimes it's good when you criticize, and when you fight.
Sometimes but I have to.
And that's why I get money. I criticize, and I get my fat. And then realize that I everything what I have comes from my life, from the shame of my life. Let's say my clothes. I'm not going to. Everything that I have is from my life. When I have to take all everything out, I mean, I have nothing more.
Right.
Well, everything that I give and she wanted. So, because I criticized her, she wanted to come up. Need to come up.
She wants what she wants to want.
Need to come up. And then she said, it's a deal, music CD. I said, you want to learn new things here? And then I get my friends. And I was like, listen, so,
right.
You know, when you're saying everything in your head,
yeah,
it reminds me of a Beatles song, Yellow Submarine, Mr. Nowhere Man. He was this giant professor with all this knowledge. And it was all nonsense.
Right. If you don't put it into practice, then it's nothing. Then it's nothing.
Now you can go into practice. Then sometimes you read, but it's not going in your head. Understand? You read the book 10 times, you say. The same, not criticism. You read it 10 times, 10 times. Mm. But sometimes you need to wake up for it. Like,
but we still need. But even with the wake up calls, if I'm not praying on it, it's not going
to
help.
Yeah, of course. Now you have to pray.
Still have to pray.
It's like something on your curtain. You see, now you realize it's true.
But there are people who they'll get criticized by their wives, and it will. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. But if they don't pray.
Okay.
So they're going to do it again. It's going to happen again and again.
Too. I criticize many times.
So we need more prayer. More prayer.
Yeah.
Only
of
prayer.
Course. Of course. But there's a lot of prayer. Maybe somebody criticizes only and needs not so much prayer.
Everyone has a different different test. Everyone has different things that we need to each pray on more than other people. But this is why we do the half an hour a day of B'ti Shalom. Because we all know this. How many times have we heard Rav Dror, Rav Arash talk about it? We all know it. But we can't, it's not, it's up here. It's only up here. Shmirat Inayim is only up here in my head. It's not in my heart. How's it going to get into my heart? Only through half an hour a day, every day. Because this is a big thing, right? It's a huge thing. And to get that from here into here, it's going to take half an hour a day, every single day, for 5 years, for 10 years, however long it takes. Don't know. Right? It's going to take all that time, all that prayer to bring it from here to here. And slowly, slowly, it was eventually going to get there. Slowly, Tom, it takes time.
It's like you pray for maybe 2 minutes for, I'm sure you're not criticizing my wife. Maybe 2 minutes. It's like you put a coin in the box. One day is hope. You're richer.
And we don't know how much.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. And for each different thing that we need to pray on, there's a different amount. So, for example, if I want to learn, I want to remember, I'd say my brachot straight after eating. Sometimes it happens to people. You eat and you forget to make your bracha. Yeah. Why? Because I left it too late. I'll do it later, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
So I make a decision on myself. No, now whenever I eat, I'm going to make the bracha straight away. I'm not going to leave it. I make a decision. So sometimes I might do it and I fall, I forget. If I pray on that and say, Hashem, please help me, I only want to make a bracha, I need to pray on it to make it happen. Hashem, please make it that to help me that I always say the bracha straight away afterwards. That is a relatively small thing. It doesn't take a lot of prayer, and then that's going to happen. It's never again am I going to fall on that. This is a small thing. It's a small thing to get right, to fix. Something like Shalom Bayit or something like Shmirat Tanayim, it's not a small thing, it's a big vessel that I need to keep putting in and putting in and putting in, and so eventually you're going to get full. It's a much bigger vessel, because it's much bigger, it's worth much more, it's more valuable. Right? Remembering to do my bracha straight after and not to leave it so long, it's a good thing, but it's not the foundation of the world. Right? So it's not so, it's something that I can get with a lot less prayer. Is that Hashem? Hashem should help us.